You know, if you change one thing in what we call a high-stake relationship with your kids, with your spouse, with a coworker, change one thing for the next 30 days, I can almost guarantee you from Intentional Living, it'll change that relationship, it'll change your attitude, it'll change your heart, and things will be better. I can almost guarantee it because I've seen it at work, and it can work for you too. And I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. We're live in our studio here in our center today, along with Andrew on the board and Stephen, our executive producer, and the rest of the team here. And love to have you join in. If you're looking for, maybe you're looking at your relationships, maybe it's your marriage or with your kids, and you're thinking it just ain't working like I'd like it to work. Randy, what's one thing that maybe I could do to break the inertia, change the direction, help? And I'm here for you. Line is open. First come, first serve. Stephen's ready to go as you call 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. We'll get you on here ASAP. We're talking about high-stake relationships. High-stake relationships. Sort of implies you're gambling, right? You know, it's a high-stake deal. And we certainly don't encourage you to gamble with your money or with your health. And we certainly don't expect or really encourage you to gamble with your relationships. A high-stake relationship is simply this. If things go well, if you maintain a good relationship, your life is going to be better, going to be smoother, it's going to be happier, it's going to be more peace-filled. And if it doesn't, it's going to go more poorly. It's a high-stake relationship. And let me tell you, the number one high-stake relationship on this planet is your relationship with your Creator. That's a really big deal. Because that relationship has eternal significance, eternal impact, and frankly, it brings the impact right back to here, how we function every day in our lives. And then we look at our horizontal relationships, maybe with your spouse or with your kids, and you're thinking, wow, what's one thing that could make a difference intentionally in my marriage? Now, I was looking at what are some of the major problems that happen in relationships, especially the intimacy of marriage. And the research is pretty clear. It's poor communication, financial issues, a lack of intimacy, unresolved conflicts, and different goals, different vision for the future. And boy, these issues lead to stress, resentment, and even divorce. And one of the things I'm going to be talking about at the Night of Hope coming up next Friday in Phoenix, we're going to talk about the six things that you have control over that can radically change your life and your relationships. And one of those is having the right expectations, right? Because whenever an expectation is not met, it creates disappointment. That's true in every relationship, your marriage, your family, your finance, work, whatever. So if you're looking for one thing, give me a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Jason, you're up first for Michigan. What's your question for me?
We're listening to your program from Detroit, Michigan, and we're doing it consistently. As I and my wife listen to this, we're struggling to commit to one thing every day to develop a habit. I've actually went through a process of change, and I understand the surrendering part and not able to take things anymore and giving it to God. So I'd like to know what I might do to make sure that we can get started and do the one thing at a time.
All right.
Well, Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's a good question. And I'm glad you're listening to our new Family Life radio station in Metro Detroit area, 93.1 Powerhouse. Across the bridge into Canada with all of our Canadian friends listening as well. Glad to have you. Jason, a couple things. I hear your heart. And the six things I'm going to talk about at the conference, I want to talk about a little bit here today. Habits is one of the most difficult ones because habits are so sticky. When you develop a habit, frankly, it's very, very difficult to get rid of it. Obviously, if you have a bad habit, you stay away from the things that trigger that. And you'll find that you can have a bad habit and you can even change it. But when you get into that same situation, it's easy to get sucked back into responding to that habit. That could be with food or it could be with substances. It could be with people. It could be with an attitude. Have you ever noticed sometimes you can be in a certain situation time of day with certain people, certain words that can set off that same habit. And so that's a really powerful question you're asking. You want to break some habits. You want to start some new habits in your marriage. You want to make some changes. The fact that you want to do that is huge. Let me encourage you. Maybe here's one thing you could do. Maybe you agree, or you for yourself, every time you see your wife, you have a habit of asking yourself this question. It almost like a 3x5 card in your brain that's written down, or on the back of your eyelids. You can see it. And every time you see her, the one thing that comes to your mind is, how can I serve this woman right now? What one thing could I do right now that would serve her? What does she need? Does she need a hug, or does she need me to change a diaper, or does she need me to feed the kids, or does she need me to take the trash out? I don't know what it is, but if every time you see your wife, the question is, how can I serve you right now? And then you follow through and do that one thing, it'll make a huge difference. That one thing alone would become a habit that will, I think, put a sort of a covering over the other things that you're still working on in your life. We're talking about the power of habits. Habit formation in a relationship is a powerful thing. All right. You looking for one thing? Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Dr. Randy Carlson, phone line is open at our Intentional Living Center, 888-888-1717. What's your high-stake relationship? And what one thing is either making a difference? Maybe you already have one thing, or you're looking for one. Join in the discussion. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
How do you deal with opposition in your life, especially from those that you love? Living intentionally in Christ will bring to you opposition, often from those closest to you. Nehemiah in the Old Testament faced powerful opposition while trying to help the people of Jerusalem to rebuild the wall. What he did is what you need to do the next time someone tries to discourage you or pull you away from your dream. He kept working on his dream, and he ignored them. Don't allow opposition to keep you from doing good. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is an Intentional Living Minute, and I want to invite you to join me for a night of hope. Come discover how you can experience your life, your marriage, and your family the way God intended. Night of Hope, Glendale, Arizona, Haven Church on Friday, June the 6th. Tickets available right now at theintentionallife.com.
888-888-1717 is the number. I'd love to have you call and be a part of the show today. What is one thing that either is really helping you guys in your marriage, or if you're looking for some help, we're here. 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Allie, and it's interesting because me and my husband are separated, and we are trying to work on relationship again. And I got in my car after dropping our kids off with him this evening, and this being intentional in your marriage came on. It kind of struck a chord with me, and it just made me feel like God is maybe speaking to me on things that I should do. I want to do one thing that improves this. Our relationship in general needs to be good because we have kids, and you know, maybe it will improve us.
All right, listen, Allie, you got to move from I want to I will to, and that makes the difference when we act on it. I've been in this work a long time, worked with thousands of people, and we are just one decision, one step away from improving our life and our relationships in Jesus' name. God's intention is that you would have a good relationship with the people in your life. That's his intention. His intention is not for us to have the division, the conflicts, the things that are going on in our world today, we see on a global scale, break our heart. But let's be honest, on a real small scale, some of this same type of attitude gets into our relationships. Anger, resentment, unmet expectations, bad habits, poor communication. These things are destructive to the kind of peace that God intends for you. You and I are going to get about 27 spins of the days to live on this planet. About 27,000 of them. Sunrise, sunset. Remember the song? Sunrise, sunset. That's about what we get. And you can either have those sunrises be in a place where you're finding more peace and more freedom and openness and connection, or you can have the planet continue to spend day after day after day and day after day after day struggling in ways that God never intended. And it comes back in these high-stake relationships, the ones that really matter, that there are things that can be done. And we come back to not 20 things because that's overwhelming. Here's the question, because life is sometimes reduced to one thing. What one thing would make the biggest difference in your life, in your marriage, in your family, in a relationship today? Maybe you found it and you're working on it and it's making a difference. I'd love to hear what it was. What was that aha moment like? What difference has it made? Or you can call and we'll think through that together. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. And Karam is on the line from Tennessee. And Karam, I understand that your own brother, who's stepped in with one thing for your life that's helped you. What is it?
Well, this was not too long ago. I am a single mother, I'm a waitress, and things get really tough sometimes. I called my brother and I said, Caleb, I just feel like I'm drowning. There is no way out of this hole. And he just speaks encouragement and just reminded me that this big, beautiful God of ours, this creator of all things, cares so much about me, little tiny me, that he wants a relationship with me. And that night I told my brother, I was like, well, I need to make changes. I need to raise my son differently. Things have to change. That night, and I prayed to the Lord, said, just come to me in my sleep. I'm too dense to understand you during the day. Just come to me in my sleep. I had a dream that was like watching a movie. I was a nurse, and I remember it so vividly. And I woke up to a text from my brother that said, have you ever thought about being a nurse? That was a month ago. Today I'm in school, and I'm going to school to be a nurse.
Good for you.
It was just so encouraging to remember that This glorious, glorious, wonderful Lord of ours cares about the small things, and we're not drowning. We just need to look up rather than in.
Wow. Hey, Karam, listen, congratulations. We need more qualified nurses, medical people that can help, and as the rest of us are all getting old, and we're going to need help. But I do want to add one thing here. The power of one thing was your brother encouraging you. It's very easy to discourage someone. A word at the right time to the right person can lift their spirit and be a huge help in their life. You know, the Bible says to us that a hope deferred makes the heart sick, but it's a tree of life when it comes to fruition. And you and I can use the words in our mouth, the words of our heart, to encourage someone today. Maybe that's one thing we're talking about in a high-stake relationship, that you could go to them, and I try to always start with a word of encouragement. That's huge. That sets the tone that I care about you, God cares about you, and he does. He cares for you. He cares about your relationships today. And we'd love to have you join in with the discussion. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go to Michigan. We've got a caller on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jeannie. Dr. Carson, what is your intentional number one thing to do for a blended family so they can be successful when there's so many different dynamics coming into the picture?
Well, like you said, there's a lot of dynamics. You've probably got in-laws, you've got kids. Blending families is really tough business. We know it can be very difficult. So if you're asking me what my one thing would be for you, I would say if you guys, you and your spouse, sit down and be on the same page I'm talking about absolutely on the same page about everything, about raising those kids, spending your money, about the schedule with the ex-spouse, in-laws, holiday, travel, everything. And when you can't agree, you come to agree to disagree or switch back and forth or something. But the two of you have to become a force in that home. You've got to be the strength that says we are not going to be moved. We're standing together. And that requires you and your spouse to get alone, talk about the issues. That's why I say to blended families in particular, maybe you need to go to counseling. Start with the two of you to really talk through the important things, come to an agreement. Then you can stand together with those kids and say, this is the way it's going to be. And of course, then you back up your wife with her kids, if there's her children, and she backs you up with your kids in this blended family. Clearly, that's the number one thing I believe for anyone that's blending a family. Hope that helps. Appreciate it. Dana, you're next from Arizona. So there was some change in your marriage, I understand.
Yeah, so I'll start out by saying that 5 years ago, my husband had prostate cancer, so and was very, very ill for several years after that. So really have had to think about other ways to be intimate and affectionate, which has been really neat. But
now, before you do, just when you say it was really neat, how difficult was it for your husband to go through that? Not only the physical part, but just the fact that he would, you know, there was obviously a change.
Right. Well, when he was first diagnosed, you know, it was a bit of a jolt, but we really both made the decision together that he would have the surgery, and we were both really good with that. And so I will also share that prior to that, our marriage was in a lot of trouble. It really was. So We got through that, but then he got a staph infection from the surgery that he dealt with for about a year. And so the depression and really everything that we went through together was really tough, but I knew I really needed to be there for him.
Did it pull you together or did it tend to push you apart?
I would say that particular year, it was kind of hanging on.
Yeah.
Because we really were struggling in our marriage prior to that. So we were just hanging on. And then we thought he was better, and the staph infection came back. And so battled that for another year. But when the staph infection came back, he nearly died.
Wow.
So it was really awful. And it was, at that moment, it was really, that's what was so neat, was when he didn't die, and he was in the hospital for some time after that, he said that he was just at peace, that if it was his time, then he was really very peaceful, that he loved his life, and he knew that he had just had a really awesome life, and he was great, and, you know.
Did you see a change in him as a result? That had to be a very important moment in his life.
You know what? It was, and did I see a change? Yes, and it was at that point where I really got, wow, you know what, I almost lost him, you know. But anyway, over the next couple of years, I will say that we really did pull together, and we have never been more in love than we are now.
Wow.
We attended your marriage evening in Glendale. It's just been a beautiful thing. And I called in because yesterday was our 34th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
And we were at church, and we did something yesterday that was so powerful, and you talk about intimacy. I felt so close to him. We go up for communion, and we're always one in front of the other. You know, we've been doing that forever, going up for communion. But yesterday, we held hands, and we went up together, side by side, and took communion, and then went over and had the wine, and it hit me so hard. It was so powerful. It was so intimate. It was so beautiful because I just, at that moment, I went, oh, you know, God is such a strong, powerful presence in our life and has blessed us over these past years. I just, like, it's powerful.
The world's changing, and it can feel chaotic. But what if the key to growing through it starts with how we see it?
The very first step, I think, in understanding that we can grow through change is to accept it. It's not a plot against you or against me, but it's just a reality that throughout our lives, we are in a constant state of change.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Intentionals for Growing Through Change, he highlights 10 ways you can grow through the changes in your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
A night of music, laughter, and hope. It's Family Life Radio's Night of Hope, Friday, June 6th with Dr. Randy Carlson.
You can experience more peace and hope and joy in your relationships, and I'm going to show you how to do that at the Night of Hope.
You'll also hear inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
You've walked me through fire.
Friday, June 6th at Haven Church in Glendale. Sponsored in part by Compassion International. Tickets available at myflr.org.
All right, get the tickets. Hey, that's coming up next week, a week from Friday, June 6th, as we just mentioned, Haven Church in Glendale. And I've been telling you, I get a chance to share with you six things that you and I have 100% control over. Now, we don't control a lot of things in life, right? And we're going to talk about that, our little circle of control, things that we do have control over. And there are six things you and I have control over that can radically change our lives and our relationships. So if you're married, it's going to be a great evening to celebrate your marriage and learn one thing that you could do in your marriage. Or if you're single, we got a lot of people coming who are saying, hey, I just want some encouragement, looking for some hope in my life. And you're going to leave with a lot of both. When you call or when you go to the website, you can get your tickets right now at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on events. There should be right there on the homepage as well. And get your tickets today.
Well, Bill and I have been married for 37 years. And what we really come down to many times is that we promised each other when we took the vows before God. We gave our word that we were going to work through whatever happened. So that meant health and money and the kids and special needs and the politics and all the pressure from family. There were a couple of times when we stood across the line and we really thought that was as far as we were willing to go. But, you know, we'd both stop and we'd both look at each other and say, you know, we promised God that when we get to this place, that number one, we'd trust him, and number two, we'd work through it. And so far, 37 years into it, God has not failed us. He's always provided the answer as long as we waited.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you for sharing that. You know, this is graduation time, college graduations, high school graduations. And I always enjoy hearing from you all when you keep us informed what's going on in your family. We love to see pictures and things going on. And I just got a nice invitation to a senior high school graduation that occurred last night. Sorry, I can't be there. Henderson, Nevada, right? But I want to congratulate Cal Carenza. He graduated senior class of College of Southern Nevada High School in Las Vegas, Nevada, where they had their ceremony or their celebration. So congratulations. Remember graduating from high school, guys? They had the old chalkboards. You used to write in the chalkboards. All right. Listen, the world is changing, that's for sure. Talking about the power of one thing, Stephen, we were talking during the break there, and you brought up a good thing, good question about love languages, it sounds like.
Yeah, because when you were talking about the, pick that one thing to do it, I was thinking, yeah, but what if it's not the love language that you need to speak of? I had a friend who loved making all sorts of electronic things. And so for his wife, they had these 10-foot curtains in his house, and he put in remote control to open and close all the curtains. Mm-hmm. I mean, he spent hours. You press a button and they open and close, you know, yeah, electronically. She didn't care.
Yeah.
And so I think we've got to exercise what, you know, what if you're talking about what are you going to do for your wife, what are you going to do for your husband, what's their love language?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it might be a gigantic waste of time, or at least a, you know, I don't know.
That's true. And, it's, you know, that's not only in marriage, that can be in the workplace. It can be with your kids as well. Do you know, Gary Chapman talks about the love languages in his books. He's written several on various topics of love languages. But learning the love language of your kids can be a powerful thing. I think about our three children when they were growing up. They did have different love languages. Our daughter, Andrea, who is just so energetic and so risk-taking and let's go and let's go at it. But at the same time, I could see that I could miss her by not speaking her love language, which is understanding what's going on in my life, connecting her with her at that emotional level, where the boys connect in a different way. And so it's a great reminder, Stephen, that as we pick one thing for our marriage, one thing for our family, or one thing that we really are connecting around what's important to them. And one of the ways is you can tell when you do it, does it make a difference? Do you get the, oh, that's fantastic, kissy face, love you, or is it, that's nice, the curtains open and close automatically, but that's not really meeting my needs. I tell you what, we're going to just stay here in the studio. I'd love to have you join in. What do you think about all this? What's going on in your marriage or your relationships? What is one thing that you have learned to develop as a habit in your own life in terms of relating to other people, people that are high-stake relationships for you, that has made a difference? Is it your words? Is it your habits? Is it expectations? What is it? Give us a call. We're going to include you on the program, which is going to air coming up, I think, next Monday, when you call right now at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. As we close out the show today, I just want to say again to those of you who are faithfully, regularly, financially supporting the ministry. We are totally 100% listener supported. We're getting close now, just a few weeks away from the end of our fiscal year. We're a little behind where we need to be to close out the year. But I assure you, our ministry, we don't borrow money. We just know that when the support comes in, it goes back out and impacting people for Christ. And I would invite you to come and join us. If you're currently supporting, man, you're important. Please continue to do that. If you're not, come and be a part of the journey with us. How do you do that? You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717 and press number 2, or anytime go to theintentionallife.com. We'll see you tomorrow with more Intentional Living right here from our center, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.